take me over.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR. Demonology. Hey,
so
glad you
could make it. Yeah. So you. Now you really made it. Ha ha ha. Conservative talk radio station. Not. Come on.
So if you want to learn more about firewalls, which is this week's topic, we're in a compressed mode here. Our two-hour show is being compressed into 1 hour, so we're going to talk a little faster so we can get all the stuff in.
And I'm told to remind you that each show in the month of March is a compressed show because we are in the
spring training
March Madness, I don't know, whatever.
Good thing we love the Diamondbacks.
Yes, good thing.
So if you want to know what a firewall is and if you need one or learn more from various websites about what firewalls actually do, how they can be fooled, some free firewalls, all that stuff, check out datadoctors.com and learn more than you could possibly want to know about firewalls. All right, before we move on, let's talk specifically, guys, about hardware versus software. There's two very distinct types of firewalls, correct?
Correct.
What do we tend to see out there as far as people buying software firewalls, and we see a lot of?
You have the red box and the yellow box.
And the red box and the yellow box.
Yeah, you know, the red box and the yellow box.
Oh, software. Oh, yeah. The red box. We're not naming names, I see. Very creative.
That's right. Thank you.
McAfee and Norton, right?
Yes.
And I don't know about you over on the East Coast. We don't like either one of those.
Neither do we. And basically, your analogy that the listeners will get to on your website, on datadoctors.com, basically holds true for preparing to install a firewall as well.
Yeah,
you've got to be the middleman and
can't just throw it on there, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I heard that the internet back east is 3 hours ahead of the internet here. Is that true?
It's true.
It's true.
What about now when they're only 2 hours ahead?
It's still 3 hours ahead somehow.
Oh, man.
We're out west. We're, you know.
Speed of light. All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk specifically why somebody would want a hardware firewall versus a software firewall. I think everybody in the room here, if money were no object, we're always going to go with a hardware device as a firewall, yes?
Most certainly.
Everybody
absolutely
vote on that?
Okay.
Most common way to do that now, of course, is to go out and get what's called a broadband router. This has nothing to do with a bunch of girls singing, right?
Mm-mm.
Get it? Okay.
Broadband.
Yeah. 3, 4, dun, dun, dun. 5, Eric.
There you go.
They're okay. A little slow out there in Gibbard, aren't they?
No, come on now.
So
we both represent.
I know. You're both Gilbertonians.
You know it.
The device basically sits between your internet connection and your computer, and the cool thing about a broadband router is you can have more than one computer attached. The biggest reason why people get them, usually they don't realize that they're getting a firewall. They're just doing it so they can share an internet connection. So anybody that's out there doing that, you've already done that. You already have a firewall. You just didn't realize it.
And they're very low cost and very easy to set up. And I think, like Ken alluded to, it would definitely be 4 out of 4 geeks would say hardware before software, always.
Now, so here's the highest risk group, right, is somebody that has a high-speed, always-on internet connection that has more than one computer in the house connected to that internet connection. You are absolutely insane on the West Coast if you don't have some kind of firewall system to protect those users. How about the East Coast?
Absolutely.
See? We're throwing down here.
Well, when the internet's 3 hours ahead, of course you need that much more protection.
You think?
We just get to catch everything that's happened 3 hours ahead of us, so we're...
Yeah, they experiment on... viruses hit the East Coast first, right?
That's right.
Right. Well, much like radio stations now, especially now, are in delay. You know, out west here, we're a little in delay.
We're a little slower out here.
We're a little slow.
So if you have a high-speed internet connection, you DSL users, your Cox cable modem users, high-speed anything, absolutely positively, even if you're not sharing that connection with other computers, highly recommend that hardware solution. Companies like Linksys, D-Link, SMC... what's the other? Netgear.
Here.
Very common products. We tend to use a lot of the Linksys products in our business.
Uncle Bob's Taiwanese plastic box.
No, sir.
My favorite brand.
No.
If you've never heard of the brand, chances are stay away.
And if you can't pronounce it,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely stay away from
like
it.
Like SMC is pretty easy to pronounce.
How do you spell that?
I have no idea how you spell it, but it's easy to pronounce SMC.
Got it. So look for these name brand products, and again, we've got links to various types of firewalls on there. Now, if you are a dial-up customer, or if you just don't want to spend the $50 to $100 for a broadband router,
mm-hmm.
You can get a piece of software. In fact, we have a link to a free piece of software called Zone Alarm that we've recommended.
Before you said the name, I was going to see what East Coast, what he would think, you know, if there's something out there he likes.
All right, let's back that up. I didn't say anything. What's going on the East Coast when it comes to free firewalls?
I concur with my brothers on the left coast.
Wow.
This is
look at that. It's almost like it was like a global thing or something.
Yeah, like computers are the same everywhere.
Like the internet was the same no matter where you go.
So Zone Alarm, if you go to their website, they're going to try to sell you the pro version, which is an okay product, but we like the less complicated free version.
Free is good.
Exactly. You talking to me? What are you talking about? Kind of sound file was the moo. So that's the you talking to me.
I thought that was the Gilbert sound file. My bad.
Covers everything out here. So if you don't want to spend any money and you have no protection, rather than even if you bought that Norton antivirus that had the internet firewall, and even if you bought the McAfee suite that has 4 million programs that's going to cure cancer, make you toast, and protect you from everybody, including those Russian brides, don't install those things. Take them away. We think that you're going to get more bang for the buck from this free firewall. However, what happens when we add software to any computer, guys?
Slows it down.
There's
complications. There's possible conflicts.
Guess why 4 out of 4 geeks prefers the hardware method of firewall? There's no software. There's nothing to convolute the computer. So, again, we're going to redirect you towards that hardware solution. If you absolutely positively don't want to spend the money, then get the free Zone Alarm. But installer beware. Just because we're recommending it doesn't mean it's going to work in your case. We do get email from time to time, people saying, ever since I downloaded this program, my machine's slow and it acts funny and does all these things. And folks, when that happens, chances are you had a pre-existing problem that you didn't know about. And as Dr. Art Mullen would say, when you install the program, it exacerbated the situation.
Don't scare him. Don't scare him. Hey, Danielle, Debbie, Ray, and Mike, you guys sit tight. They dialed 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTR. You can do that now. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.